For me, it was piano that opened the door to my English career. In my junior year, I was neither a prominent student nor a good English speaker. Yet, my teacher selected me to participate in an English speech contest. So I went. I surprised myself when I advanced to the national finals. How did my teacher know I would succeed? Because she had seen me play a piano recital. She felt my performance had a sense of music which is indispensable to correct pronunciations. She helped me discover my hidden talents for English and realize my potential to become a teacher. The idea that education could reveal such possibilities was an epiphany to me. Now, as an English teacher, it is my job to discover the hidden talents of my students. For example, Mana was never seen without her sketchpad. She didn't like sports. So, when she was chosen to run in the sports festival by lottery, we resigned ourselves to defeat. However, she ran so fast that she won the 100-meter sprint, leading our class to victory. I was stunned. Mana reminded me how many students have hidden talents waiting to be discovered. Uncovering the unique talents of students should be one of the highest priorities in education because not all students are lucky enough to find their own talents by themselves. What is stopping them? The 2012 study, Life Consciousness of High School Students, conducted by Japan Youth Research Institute, shows that only 7% of Japanese students have self-confidence, compared to 37% of Chinese and 46% of American students. Additionally, 34% of children in Japan self-report they have little to no experience being praised or complimented by adults. Without confidence, how can students believe they have talents worth developing? What can education do to address this issue? I found one answer in my communication English class. It's output. Thanks to new guidelines introduced by the Education Ministry, English teachers have started to use a variety of interactive teaching techniques, cooperative group work, making presentations, and retelling stories. Students must demonstrate output. This is a powerful opportunity to identify students' assets and develop their confidence. Asking students to directly produce language allows teachers to be facilitators, which gives us a chance to observe students more closely and to offer individual recognition for their efforts. For example, Takumi performed poorly on his English midterm. However, during the cooperative group activity, he discovered a talent for summarizing. I realized his strengths by carefully observing the interaction, then I verbally praised his accomplishment. Now, he is willing to raise his hand and retell a story in front of class, even with broken English. Yuki was a quiet boy, but during group activities, he gave an impressive presentation about environmental problems. After giving him some positive feedback, I asked him if he could join the International High School Conference. He volunteered to be a school representative for a panel discussion on water issues. These students gained confidence they would not discover in the traditional lecture and testing class. Takumi and Yuki's stories reinforced to me that it is our job to find and refine the latent possibilities of students. Like gemstones, they emerge rough and unfocused. And also like gemstones, we can polish them to reveal their brilliance and beauty by mentoring and guiding their growth. Students' interactions and output activities provide these opportunities. At the same time, I have realized that traditional teacher-led lecture may be undermining students' confidence. If teachers just stand on the stage at the front, how can we observe students' other abilities? education should not deprive students of the chance to build confidence. In class, teachers can be facilitators, not commanders. As facilitators, we should listen, observe, and encourage students to produce opinions and discover talents. This is profoundly exciting and worthwhile. In our global society, unique ideas and experiences are critical to innovation and solving problems that defy traditional approaches. As teachers, we should not miss the telltale signs of talents hidden in our students. We should take advantage of our new teaching methods. Be a facilitator. Observe, listen, and praise your students to help them discover and develop their own distinctive talents, to polish their latent gemstones into a jewel, as my old teacher did for me. Thank you very much.